We are going to tell you a story, but this isn't just any story. This is a story where you choose the ending. At the end of our story, you will be given a choice about what happens next. But for now, listen carefully. Our story begins with Ben, a young man who has just moved to Leeds City Centre. After 3 months of job hunting, he has just landed his first job.
Ooh.
Well done, Ben.
Ooh.
He is going to be an intern at a life insurance company.
Ooh.
Bailiff and Hardship. This job was just in the nick of time, as he was down to his last tin of beans at home and the rent was overdue. And here we join Ben on his first day at work. Little did he know what lay ahead.
Ring, ring.
Bailiff and Hardship. Ding, 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 ding.
Oof.
You want to make a claim?
Oh, my day was hard yesterday.
Yeah, well, I've got to go to Harrogate today. Mr. Goldsmith lost at sea. Big claim from his wife.
Hey, is that new kid arriving today? Give it to him.
Ooh, you are bad. Hello? Hello?
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
I'm new.
Here's your
I'm
task
Ben.
For today.
Case number 522. Mr. Goldsmith disappeared at sea during a cruise ship holiday last week. His wife claims that he fell overboard. Careless. Mr. Goldsmith has put in a claim for £500,000 in life insurance. She should be a solo care. Mr. Goldsmith lives in Harrogate. An interview is needed with Mrs. Goldsmith. See if any fraud is suspected to have taken place. Interview takes place today at 10 a.m.
It's strange he was on a cruise ship, really. He hardly ever left the house. Had to have everything just so, always muttering and counting under his breath.
1, 2, 3.
I had to visit him once. I remember he had loads of records and no record player. Right, oddball.
Okay, off you pop. You don't want to be late.
But I need directions for Harrogate.
The bus is right outside. Off you go, unless you can't handle the job.
Best of luck.
I can handle the job.
Come on, everybody on.
This
is my stop. Let's go.
Oh,
shall we get off then?
Off we go.
The Moors? I thought it was going to Harrogate.
Nah, mate. You're on the Moors.
When's the next bus back?
4 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. That's 7 hours. Could you take me back now?
Sorry. This is the end of my shift. I've got to get home for my lunch.
Oh.
Have fun.
Oh, lot of help you are.
So the intern found himself stranded on the Yorkshire Moors. The wind was blustery and he was desperate for some shelter. After walking for some time, he came across a single house. There was a light on. Ben knocked on the door. And the door slowly creaked open.
Hello, young man.
Hello. I'm Ben. I'm stuck on the moors. Would I be able to use your phone?
I don't have a phone, but come on in. It's nice and warm in here. You don't want to be out there on the moors. There's ghosts and other wicked things out there. The other day, I heard the ghost of a man laughing and laughing. It's not safe out there. Come on in. Come on in.
I'd better get going, but thanks. I think it's safer out here than in there.
So the poor intern found himself back out in the raging wind and rain again. He walked on and on until another stranger crossed his path. Here, Jasper. Here, Jasper.
Cherry, Cherry. Come on.
Hello there. Are you lost?
Yes. Blooming heck. Blooming dogs. Come on, lie down. Do you have a phone can I use? I need to get back. It's my first day and the boss will kill me if I'm late.
Sorry, love. No signal. Me? So no signal up here.
Not seen another soul out here. It's treacherous. There's an old caravan, though, up that way. Might have a phone.
Thought it was abandoned, but my Jasper just kept barking and barking.
Weird, eh?
See you all. Come on, Jasper. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. So the intern walked and walked, and eventually he found the battered old caravan. Surely no one was living there. He knocked on the door and waited. Silence. No one in. But then the door opened. The caravan was dark and dank. There was a ticking clock on the wall.
Tick, tock, tick.
A rusty kettle on the side. And a picture on the wall of a woman smiling.
Can I use your phone?
Who are you? I don't have a phone.
They told me, the dog walkers
one,
told
two,
me that
three,
you had
four.
A phone.
Would you like a cup of tea? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't think so. I don't think I'll have a cup of tea.
There was something odd about this man, but Ben couldn't quite put his finger on it. The intern noticed piles and piles of records stacked up in the corner of the caravan.
There's a lot of records you've got there.
Oh, I love vinyl. I've been collecting for years. I've been trying to find this one record. I've searched everywhere. There's a lot of scammers out there. It has cost me greatly. Ah. And then it dawned on the intern who this man really was.
It's a great collection you got there, Mr. Goldsmith.
Oh, thank you. Whoops.
It's you.
Dun, dun, dun!
No, I misspoke. I misspoke. Sorry, you confused me with somebody else.
You're making a fraudulent claim.
Oh, you just don't understand. I'm bankrupt. My wife said she'd leave me. I had to.
I'll have to tell my boss about this.
No, please. Look, I'll share it with you. £100,000 could be yours. What do you say? And Ben was stuck. He wanted to do the right thing and please his boss. But he really needed that money, and a big insurance company wouldn't miss it. So now it's over to you. You must help Ben to make a choice. Option A, he takes the money and keeps quiet. Or option B, he tells his boss the truth. I'll give you a minute to discuss.